Section 1. You will hear a man talking to the customer services manager of a bank. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. You will see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Good morning. I'd like to open a bank account, please.
Certainly. If you'd like to take a seat, I'll just get some details from you. It won't take long.
Thanks.
Is it a current account or a deposit account you wanted?
A current account.
The man wishes to apply for a current account, so current has been written in the space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5.
Good morning. I'd like to open a bank account, please.
Certainly. If you'd like to take a seat, I'll just get some details from you. It won't take long.
Thanks.
Is it a current account or a deposit account you wanted?
A current account.
Right. I've got the application form here, then. We have different types. I see you've got our leaflet there.
I've decided on the one called Select.
Right, that's fine. So, first of all, can I have your full name, please?
Yes, it's Peter Hennis. That's P-I-E-T-E-R.
Is it H-E-N-N-E-S?
Only one N, actually. It's a less common spelling of the name.
Oh, right. Okay. And what's your date of birth, please?
The 27th of the 1st, 1973.
Right. And will this be a joint account?
No, just myself.
Okay, fine. And where are you living, Mr. Hennis?
15 Riverside.
Is that all one word?
Yes.
Exeter?
Yes.
How long have you been at your present address? Is it more than 2 years?
Just 2 weeks, actually. I only arrived in the country a month ago. I'm from Holland.
Oh, that's fine. But we normally ask for a previous address in that case.
Oh, yes. Well, it's Rielsdorf, 2. That's Rielsdorf, 2, Utrecht.
Holland. Okay, thank you. Do you have a daytime telephone number?
Yes, I think the number at my office is 606-295. Just a minute, I'd better check. Oh, no, sorry, 616. I'm not used to it yet. Would you like my home number, too?
Yes, please.
It's 796-431.
Are they both local numbers?
Yes.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 6 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 6 to 10.
Right, and your occupation?
Well, I'm in Britain as a project manager, but that's not my main job. I'm an engineer by profession.
I see. I think I'll put that then. It's shorter. Now, we usually ask for a piece of information which we can use to check your identity for security reasons. You know, if you phone us.
Like my wife's first name?
Mother's might be better. It's less likely to be known.
Okay. Hers is Siti.
Siti?
Yes. S-I-T-I. It's Indonesian.
Fine. And how much would you like to open your account with? We usually ask for a minimum sum of £50. That's about €75.
Well, I'm going to transfer €2,000 from my Dutch account, just till I get paid. In fact, I wanted to ask you about that. What's the best way to do it?
It depends which bank you're with.
It's the Fransen Bank in Utrecht.
OK, fine. I'll check that in a minute. If we have links with them, we can do a direct transfer, but it's not a big problem either way. Let's see. How often would you like to receive statements?
I haven't really thought. What's the usual thing?
It's up to you. Some people like them weekly.
Oh, no, that's too often. Can I have them sent once a month?
Yes, that's fine. Is there anything else?
I was thinking of registering for your internet service at some stage.
Oh, yes. Would you like me to send you information about that?
Please, yes.
And would you like to receive information about the bank's other services? Insurance, loans, anything like that?
I don't think so, thanks.
That's okay, then. And one last thing. If you agree...
That is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 2.